We have now over 130,000 of you following our Twitter club. That's at Stephen Nolan. And there are loads and loads of you now interacting with the Facebook site at the Stephen Nolan Show every single day as well. So thank you very, very much for your support. On yesterday's show, it all kicked off between commuters and residents. A battle that's been going on for years. People driving into Belfast looking for a street to park where there won't be any charges. And what do? They're parking outside some people's houses and the residents are going boogaloo. Now, mature student Lisa contacted the Nolan Show after she was stopped from parking earlier this week in South Belfast. Here's a reminder of what happened.
I park in an area in South Belfast between a few different streets, and I came back one day a few months back with a letter underneath my window wipers, which caused me quite a great deal of distress. I had parked outside someone's house and they had called me nasty and inconsiderate and selfish and disrespectful for parking outside their home. They used police cones to keep the space available, and I had contacted the police and just sort of sussed out if I was in right or wrong to lift them, and they had said that they shouldn't have them and that I hadn't done anything wrong and that I was okay to lift them and park there. I arrived back, police cones were there, lifted them off the street again, put them on the curb, and the said resident bounced out of his house, was quite aggressive and angry, stood in the parking space and wouldn't move until I moved on.
Well, look, we spoke to the police. I promise I'll get you clarity on these residents who are using police cones. Are they allowed to do it? The police basically said they can't comment on an individual incident without having further details. But they said a police cone may only be legally placed and thus enforceable by police or their agents acting upon police instruction. Which is interesting in itself, because the follow-up question to that is it individual instruction? Like, do the police have to be consulted, or can you just have a police cone, ask the police, can I use that whenever I want, and is that it? The police say cones may be enforced by both traffic attendants and police. You really did bite in this yesterday. I was getting lots of messages about this yesterday. It's a big problem. Alison, morning to you, Alison.
Hi, Stephen.
So what's happened with you?
Well, listen, just want to really welcome this discussion. I live in South Belfast near Queens, and I live in the Rugby Road, College Park Avenue area, and we're part of an association trying to get residents parking. And we just really wanted to comment on the whole debate, because I think one thing you said yesterday was, of course, there are residents parking schemes. Actually, there are no residents parking schemes in Northern Ireland currently.
Are there not?
No. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, I was given a bum stare in that.
Across the whole of the UK, the Republic of Ireland, there are numerous schemes in operation in cities and in small towns. And yet, why is it that we, in spite of spending over £300,000 in consultations, the preparation of draft legislation, consultations, we have failed to even implement a pilot? Now, in our area, we are trying to get a pilot scheme up and running, and there are we just keep meeting stumbling block after stumbling block.
I guess, Alison, the counter argument to you wanting basically, you know, a patch of road outside your house where you can park, and we understand why. If I lived and I didn't have a driveway, that's what I would want to do too.
A parking scheme does not entitle you to park outside your house. It doesn't even actually entitle you to park in the street. It does at least facilitate the possibility of you getting to park in your area so that you can unload your shopping, you can help an elderly person get in and out of their house. You know, these are basic day-to-day living functions.
Do we have a caller on the line? Because I can't see phone box anymore. Oh, there's a retired police officer. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve.
Go ahead.
It might be taking things to extreme here, Stephen, but a police cone, as you said, is only issued by the police for a certain use.
Yeah.
It remains the property of the police. So anybody who has one and doesn't take reasonable steps, it may be taking things to extreme here, it doesn't take steps to return to the police, is handling stolen goods, essentially.
Well, that would be taking it to its extreme. But Alison, I've only got 20 seconds left here, unfortunately. But basically, if you don't have a driveway, then I guess you don't have a driveway.
Yeah, but we don't even have a street that we can park on, Stephen. Our street is totally double parked. It is cars on the pavement, disabled people can't.
Where is this?
Down.
Where is this?
College Park Avenue. You come down and you see it for yourself, Stephen.
We're going to have to look more into this. I like this story. Thank you, Alison.